English 2021.
Part 2. Survey. Video gaming.
Today's topic is video gaming. Video games are not only popular among kids, adults also play video games regularly. This morning, I spoke to students and teachers from Huntington School in York. I asked them what they thought of video gaming. Here is a selection of their answers.
Hi, my name is Kieran. I just love video games. At the moment, I'm playing Legend of Zelda. It's just great. For me, video games allow me to relax. I can forget about school stress or any other problems I might have and just slip into a fantasy world where I can be someone else. That's so cool.
Good morning, it's Helena here. I also have a games console. I've got an Xbox One. I like the sort of games where you must make decisions and solve problems. You have to act fast and multitask. I think this helps me in daily life too. I can analyze problems faster and make decisions more quickly.
Hello, I'm Nina. There may be some positive effects of gaming, but when I think of the gamers in my class, they are the ones whose grades suffer. They spend all their free time on their PS4, or whatever it's called, playing through the night sometimes, and then they forget their homework or are half dead in the lessons.
My name is Jordan. Hi. I like the game Battlefield. Yeah, it might be a bit violent, but it's also a really fascinating game based on real historic events. I've learned loads about World War II and how terrible it was. It really has improved my knowledge of history.
My name is Mrs. Townsend, and I'm sure it's not just kids who are at risk because of computer games. I'm thinking of my brother-in-law, who has a regular job, a wife, and 3 children. Every evening he's online playing World of Warcraft. He plays for hours and hours. If you ask me, he's losing touch with his children. They hardly talk to each other anymore, and when they do, they always argue. His relationship to my sister has got worse too. It worries me.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I think some video games can improve your social skills. Take the game Destiny 2, for example. To be successful at this game, you have to build online social networks to help you complete goals together. I think that this is the same skill that young people need to build career networks so that their careers can advance well.
My name is Macaulay. And video games are incredibly realistic nowadays, and a lot of them are really violent. There are studies that show that first-person shooter games can increase aggressive behaviour. This isn't true for everyone, but some people find it hard to act normally after playing violent video games.
Thank you for your contributions. Keep calling with your opinions. We'll have an update later.